I always had Daddy Creamy about 3 row on to 4 row. He'd get his hand at top and just over top and let it drop on the head. Then know what it were for. And I can remember a time when old Bill, what was that fella called? He come for Darren. Bill Dye, he was called Darren too. Well, I can remember him, Dominic and all them lot. Dominic Bartley, they all come together. And believe me not. He'd a regular trick of chewing back and spitting it on top of carries the note, and I detested it. My aunt, every time I were going out top it, went in this. And I geet up and I broke some ends. By God, but doesn't know he geet out of a skip shoe. And he let me have it, and I jumped up and I run length at wheel gate and broke all things out. Well, it's sad, then all. Then I geet in a row with Tholuker. So I wonder what they do today. Yeah. Huh? It's laughable, that all, isn't it?
Yeah, what they used to do. Yeah.
But about what would they say today? These young ones were to see Tommy Stott set off for Murra Broadfield on donkey. And he had supped so many pants ale when he eat at 7 stars, and then they'd down about donkey to get back to Wilton. I think last horse races they were for Grapes and our jockey. And Joe Fleming.
Sure.
Ah, they made a bet, him and Naylor, Ben Naylor. If he give he'd give Ben up to Sewerage Gates, he'd race him to top the Nussdale House. And he'd carry anybody, the heaviest weight as they wanted to carry on his shoulder. So they picked me. And I were numb enough to accept it. Of course, I were as gam as home then. I sit on his shoulders and I were 16 stone 4. Oh, what? He'd had me over them walls and out of all that property were built going up back at Moss Road. I says, "Nay, Joe, for God's sake, declare it off or else I'm bound to be killed, not thee. You know, sit on his shoulders and out of my legs." He were a big fella, he were a moulder. Oh, they used to have all sorts of game, man.
I tell you, he was stronger than
her. They were running.
Running.
Naylor run about anybody, does he say? And Joe Fleming had up to Naylor got him up to Sewerage Gates, Abe Road, and he to carry me, had to get on at Sewerage Gates, then I was. And then he carried me to Todfellas. Should have done. They'd have carried me in a box, man. He were a crossroad like that, and them flags then I was into fields.
Yeah.
No, I thought. That I'm having none of this, and our code all sorts. Waff played hell, and other folk played hell. Thought I'd more sense than doing that, you know. But I fell in with him.
They used to play all sorts of games, and it were all fun.
It were all fun. It were all fun. Look out, lads! Used to go round the buskin.
Oh yes.
5th of November, and then they'd go into the tail house and they'd say, "Come in." They'd start singing out all round, "Well, that's all right now, give us another," and then as soon as ever that they thought they'd enough, "Well, what are you after?" "Well, we're bound to collect now." "Oh, all right, well, they never got into thought, they'd poker into fire." And as soon as ever they went round to collect, poker come out. Well, they were off through there. They didn't wait to collect. Poker were red hot.
Some of them used to give them beer to drink.
Ah, there's been some changes. Well, for another saying t'other week they were talking about like bras and stuff. Who said I've served many a score, who said a 3/8 nips. Mm-hmm. Because then those carters used to go in with her and they'd have 3/8 of rum and coffee or 3/8 of whiskey. Good God, 3/8. 2 and odd now. Ah. Pound the ale were 3/8 a pound, a penny a gill. They got near play a pop at weekend and put back on to table.